Welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action with Ken Tuck. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weed Man, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me today for Sunday Morning with Love and Action. There's only 16 days left until Christmas. Now, a lot of people may be stressing out about that because of present buying and all of that, but today we're going to talk about don't stress. Don't stress out about it. Also, if you're looking for a gift, at Love and Action, we can help you out. We have a lot of gorgeous, very beautiful, soft, and warm blankets that were made by four families in Ecuador on a loom that is not a corporation. It's families who made these beautiful blankets. They feel like alpaca, but they aren't, because if they were alpaca, we'd have to sell them for a whole lot of money. But they're just beautiful and soft, and only $20. Many great things about that. One, it's provided much-needed income for families living in a poverty-stricken country in Ecuador, a country where Love and Action has ministered in. Actually, that was mine and Martha's very first international mission trip, was to Ecuador, and that was back in 2011. Also, when you purchase one of these blankets for $20, $10 goes to Love and Action as we minister to the homeless and the poor here in Dothan. And $10 also goes to our friends at Wired Ministries. Wired Ministries, if you're not familiar, is an awesome youth ministry that brings youth from all throughout the city of Dothan and the Wiregrass every summer to the Dothan Civic Center for awesome services. But much more than that, the youth get out into the community and they serve. They serve all day long, every day for a week. And the funds that are raised through the selling of these blankets, Wired is going to use for their evangelistic teams who go out with ministries like Love and Action, our friends at the Harbor and His Heart and Her Hope, to reach the homeless and to do ministry with the homeless and those who are victims of human trafficking. So it's just a lot of win-win here with this. And also, when you purchase a blanket, one of our homeless friends receive a nice warm blanket as well. So if you're interested in these blankets, please give us a call at Love and Action at 334-494-4995. You can follow us on Facebook, get more information there as well. And you could also email me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. And we can tell you more about these blankets. We're located at 279 West Main Street in downtown Dothan. And you can come see us Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And they make great presents. They also make a great present for yourself as well. Martha and I both have one, and we love them. They're nice, warm, and cozy. Well, this morning, we're not going to just talk about these blankets. We are going to talk about a subject which hits a lot of people this time of year, and that's stress. So we're going to talk about stress. And before we do, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, we praise you. You are so awesome. You are beyond awesome. And Father, we thank you for loving us like you do, Lord. We thank you for your word. As we open up your word this morning, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to teach us, to lead us into all truths. And Lord, may we apply your word to our lives and be doers of your word and not hearers only. Lord, I thank you that we don't have to stress about things because we can just cast all of our cares upon you, for you tell us to do that. And that always blows my mind because you've already done everything for us, way more than we will ever deserve. When you stepped out of heaven and came here to earth and you lived here on earth, you lived a perfect life. You fulfilled the law because we couldn't. No human could do that. But Jesus, you did. And then you were beaten severely and you died a criminal's death on the cross. You bore the shame of our sins. You bore the wrath of God for us. And then you rose from the grave so that all who believe will not perish but have eternal life. You brought us back into relationship with the Father. And then you tell us to also cast all of our cares upon you, Lord. It's just mind-blowing. But, Lord, we thank you because it's true, because you tell us, Lord, in your word, and we know your word is true. So, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, I pray for everybody listening today, whatever's going on in their lives, good, bad, or somewhere in between, Lord, I pray that we will all just turn everything to you and not stress, but trust you. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Do Americans stress out during the Christmas season? The answer is a resounding yes, unfortunately. In 2018, Fox News did a study, and it showed that 88% of Americans feel stressed when celebrating the holidays. 88%. Now, remember, this is supposed to be the season of joy and of peace and of love. So why are we stressing so much? The study also revealed that the average couple will have 7 arguments throughout the season. 7 arguments during the Christmas season, on average, for couples. According to a New York Post survey back in 2017, the most stressful parts about the holidays, what do you think they are? Well, according to this report, 56% say it's gift shopping, shopping for those gifts. And the crowds and lines make up 54%. So that's a high percentage of just going out into the stores, standing in long lines, shopping, trying to find that perfect gift. That's 56% and 54%. Cleaning, apparently 45% said cleaning is very stressful to them. I guess cleaning for holidays, for people to come over, to have the holiday parties at your house, that's stressful to people. And knowing what to get people, that's 38% of people say that's the most stressful part of the holidays. Just don't know what to get people. And cooking is 36%. 36% of the stress comes from cooking, according to that survey. It didn't say there was any stress in eating. So, hey, eating is a good thing. Enjoy that good holiday food. Christmas is supposed to be about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the celebration of his birth. So why so much stress? We can look back at the first Christmas morning, if you will, that morning that Jesus was born. There was a lot of stress going on there. Mary and Joseph, they had so much going on in their lives. You know, I still think about Joseph when Mary tells him, hey, I'm pregnant. And he's like, whoa, wait a second. We haven't been together. How are you pregnant? And the thoughts that must have been going through his mind. But then, of course, he was faithful and he believed what the Lord said. And so did Mary, and they were trying to find a room, and there was no room, and they ended up in a stable, in a manger, and that's where she gave birth to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So there was a lot of stress going on at that time. But when Jesus was born, just reading the scripture, it's just so peaceful. There is peace and joy in that manger. There was peace and joy when the shepherds heard the good news, and then they ran and they found Jesus as the angels described. So much peace and joy after the birth of Jesus. So why are we stressing? Well, the big reason is our focus is in the wrong place. Our focus, as we could see in these surveys, are on gift buying and what to buy and standing in lines and the traffic that's got to be up there in the stressful range as well. And we're just stressing ourselves out and really for no reason. And you may be saying, Ken, what are you saying? For no reason. It's Christmas. We have to go out and buy gifts and so forth and so on. Well, do you? Do you really have to? You know, Martha and I have taken a lot of stress out of Christmas. To have a stress-free Christmas, we decided a while back we're just going to focus on Jesus and celebrate him and spend time with families and not worry about gifts. So we've told our families long ago, don't buy us anything. And we just want to see you. We want to just celebrate the season with you, enjoy some good family time. And that takes so much stress out. And also another key, and a big key to it too, is serving others during the holidays. And really not just during the holidays, but all year round. But there's an extra focus on wanting to help those who do not have during the holidays. And when we're helping others, that totally changes our focus to not our needs, but the needs of others. For example, during Thanksgiving at Love in Action, there were around 100 people who came out Thanksgiving morning to volunteer to help us serve Thanksgiving lunch to our friends who are homeless and those who are just living in poverty here in Dothan. And what an awesome day it was. And first of all, it was just amazing seeing that many people together, which it happens every Thanksgiving. So it's not like it's a surprise, but it's just another uplifting that so many people would come out on a day that's traditionally, you turn on the TV when you get up in the morning, you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you're cooking and then you're eating, and you turn on the TV again because football games are going on and everybody takes a nap. That's a traditional Thanksgiving celebration. But what's a great tradition as well that's beginning to come around to more and more people is not just sitting there watching TV, but getting out and going out and serving others, because there's opportunities for people to get out and serve. Many more opportunities, not just at Love in Action, but there's other ministries that are also serving those who are in need, a Thanksgiving meal. And when you think about 1 in 6 here in Dothan are food insecure, there's a lot of people who can benefit from a good meal and who would not otherwise have a traditional Thanksgiving meal of turkey or ham and dressing, and or if you like stuffing, whichever way you go with that one. But we're in the South, so we're going with dressing. Cranberry sauce and green bean casserole, sweet potatoes, you know, all the fixings, all the trimmings. So people get out and volunteer, and it's a beautiful thing to see. But on that Thanksgiving day, we served 500 meals. We served meals there at our coffee house at Love in Action in downtown Dothan. And then we sent 2 teams out to serve meals in some impoverished areas. We were in some homeless camps. We were at some motels where we've formed some relationships, a lot of relationships with people who wouldn't have had meals any other way, or you know, a Thanksgiving meal. And so we're able to bless folks that way. There was some trailer parks that we went to as well, where people, you know, they're living in need. And it was just an awesome blessing, not just for those who we serve, but it always comes back to us many, many times over. And I want to share an example of that. We were at one of the local motels where just the day before we met a young lady for the first time when we went out on our food truck to serve lunches to people and pray with folks. And it's just an awesome way to plant and water seeds of the gospel. And that's what it's all about. And it's also about meeting needs. And when we met this young lady, she shared with us how she had stage 4 cancer. And we gathered with her and we anointed her with oil and prayed the prayer of faith over her, as the Bible tells us to do. And it was just an awesome time of ministry. Well, on Thanksgiving Day, when we went to that same hotel and we met her again, and as we handed her the meals and asked, what could we pray about today? And she said, I want to pray. And she just started praying. And her prayer was so beautiful. Her prayer was just a Thanksgiving prayer to God about how he is just touching her life, and she felt better that day than she did the day before. And she thanked him for the food, and she thanked him for Love in Action. She thanked him for the people who were out there with us serving her and her friends this Thanksgiving Day meal. And it was just awesome. And when she was finished praying, and we all hugged. I told the group that was with us, my Thanksgiving is made. I could call it a day right now. I've had an awesome Thanksgiving. But of course, we kept going. There was many, many more people we were blessed to see, pray with, and serve delicious meals to. But see what was going on as we were all serving others. All of our thoughts were on the needs of others. So any of the 100-plus people who were there who had issues or needs going on in their lives, the focus was off of that and was on the needs of others. And that's very scriptural, very biblical, to think about others first. Matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, we read, "Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God." It pleases God when we do that. And I don't know about you, but I want to please God. I want to please Him and just make Him smile. And I know Thanksgiving Day, He was smiling as so many lives were touched, so many lives were blessed. And that's everybody, those who we served and those of us who were doing the serving. We were blessed because we were being obedient to God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, Paul writes, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." So you see how ministering to the needs of others is very scriptural. And there's a reason why it feels good, because God tells us to do it. And we're pleasing Him, and we're looking after the interest of others and not just ourselves. And that's one thing about this season, this Christmas season, that I just want to really encourage you about. Don't just think about the interest of ourselves. Think about the interest of others. Don't get caught up in, oh, what am I going to get for Christmas? I need this, I need that, I need this, and I need that. But, you know, when it boils down to it, we really don't need this and that. What we need, God takes care of. That's food, that's clothing, that's housing. The needs that we have, Jesus tells us in Matthew 6 that not to worry about that. If we just seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, all these things that we have need of will be taken care of. He'll do it. He'll take care of every need. Now, these things we get caught up in are wants. We want this. We don't really need it. We want this. We want that. Don't get caught up in that this Christmas. Get caught up in Jesus. Get caught up in serving others and showing the love of Christ to people right where you're at, right in your hometown, at your job, at your schools, in the stores, your families, everywhere. Show the love of Jesus and let His light shine through you. Another great thing about going to places like Love in Action and other ministries here in Dothan or wherever you live at. You may be passing through and you live in another state somewhere or another city further north in Alabama. There's opportunities to serve. And what's great is when you do step out, your eyes are opened. We had many of our volunteers did not know that there were so many homeless in Dothan. They did not know that there was so much poverty in Dothan. But once they stepped out with us, their eyes were open and their hearts were touched. And that's, again, that's serving others. That's looking after the interest of others. And it changes our whole perspective about everything. Because we see how truly blessed we are. And we see how Jesus can use us to touch lives. He wants to. And He tells us in His Great Commission that we must go out and tell others about Him. And we do that through word. We do that through action, such as providing food for people. That's why we do what we do at Love in Action. Every week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the first three Saturdays of each month, we are there at Love in Action, serving hot meals, providing groceries for those who are in need through our food pantry, providing hygiene items, providing clothing. Our homeless friends can come in and take showers. We'll wash their clothes. And the whole time we're talking and we're praying with our friends. And we've seen many come to the Lord. And then on Wednesdays and Fridays, we take our food trailer and we go out to where our friends are at. And we take food to them. We take Jesus to them. We encourage those who are saved, and boy, do they ever encourage us, let me tell you. And we plant and water seeds of the gospel in the hearts of those who don't know Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And we're able to bless them all with a good meal. And it's just an awesome thing to do. And when we get out like that, our eyes are open to the needs. And we realize, you know, we don't really have it so rough. And what's amazing, too, is some of our homeless friends will go out on our outreaches, and their eyes are open, and they realize, I'm not the only one who has a tough time out here, and God can use me right where I'm at. Even though I'm homeless, God can use me to reach out to others who are homeless. And that just starts a whole new paradigm shift, because if you think about it, a homeless person serving the homeless, then it shows our homeless friends that God can use them right where they're at. And those who we're serving, they look at that person and say, well, he or she is in the same situation I'm at. But they're not sitting back. They're actually doing something. So I could do the same thing. And it just starts changing perspectives. And it changes how people look at one another and realize, you know what, we are all the same. Whether we're homeless or not, we're all the same. We all need a Savior. We all need Jesus. And we can all do something to show forth His love. So it's just an awesome thing to do. It's an awesome thing to see. And we invite you to come join us. Come join us. Again, follow us on Facebook. You can also visit our website at loveinactionministries.com. You can find our weekly schedule on there as well. That's loveinactionministries.com. Find our weekly schedule and come out and join us. Come out and join us. Be a part of what God is doing in downtown Dothan. So when we serve others, that drops the stress level. Because again, we're changing our focus. We're focusing on Jesus and we're focusing on the needs of others. And so that really drops stress to low levels. And when we make that a lifestyle, then we really can live a stress-free lifestyle. That doesn't mean things aren't going to come up where we're going to go kind of freak out a little bit, but then we quickly can say, wait a second, I'm not going to freak about this. I'm not going to stress. I'm going to turn it over to Jesus because He says to cast all my cares upon Him, and He's going to show me what to do. He's going to take care of situations, and I'm going to do what I need to do according to His word, and it's all going to work out. When we do that, man, we really can live a stress-free life. I promise you. I promise you that. Also, when we do good works, now we know we cannot be saved by works alone. That's not going to happen. We can do good works for the next 300 years if we could live that long, but we still wouldn't be saved. Jesus saves us, but the good works is something that we want to do because of Jesus saving our souls. It's just an outflow of that. And when we do good works, we feel good, don't we? We feel good about that. And why do we feel good? Well, the answer is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Paul writes, "For we are His workmanship, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." God has created us to do good works, to bring glory unto Him. And when we do, we can't help but feel good. And when you're doing good works, you feel good about it, stress drops. Stress drops. So let's do what God's created us to do. Let's do those good works. Let's do it for His glory, not for ours, not for anybody else, but for His glory. And God tells us time and time again about reaching out to others, about sharing the gospel, about meeting the needs of the poor. And when we do, stress levels drop. They will drop, and we focus on that this month. I challenge you to focus on that this month. Don't get caught up in the commercialization of Christmas, but get caught up in Jesus. Get caught up in serving others like he tells us to, and see what an awesome Christmas that you will have. And then, you know what? If you do that for a month, you're going to want to keep on doing it. And then 2020 would be the most stress-free year of your life, probably, if you will just continue to serve Jesus by serving others. And it's not, again, it's not just coming out to Love in Action, but it's just making it a lifestyle of serving others. You know, that's what Jesus did, right? He showed us the way. He showed us how to serve others. And when we do, stress levels will drop. God's word is just filled with different verses about peace, about not worrying, about not fearing, but trusting God. And let's focus on his word. Let's serve others. Let's focus on his word. And when we do, his peace will just overcome us. You know, again, read the birth of Christ and read the peace that came that night that he was born. And that peace that he gives us, as he tells us in John 14:27, it's not the kind of peace that comes from the world. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Jesus gives us peace that passes all understanding. And when we can live with that kind of peace, then stress levels drop. So his word tells us to receive his peace. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Let's keep our minds focused on Jesus. Keep our hearts focused on Jesus, and stress levels drop. We do not have to be stressed out this December. We do not have to be stressed out in 2020. Let's focus on God. Let's serve Jesus by serving others, and just let his peace overwhelm us, consume us, because that's what he wants to do. If all this peace and happiness sounds good to you, and you're wondering, well, how do I find this peace? How do I get this peace? Well, it comes through Jesus. It comes through us realizing we need him in our lives. He's Lord of all anyway. But we need to surrender to his lordship. Ask him to forgive us and just give our lives to him. Say, "Lord, I give you my life. Forgive me. I repent of my ways. I turn to you. Here I am, Lord. Save me and use me for your glory." And you know what? He will. And his peace that passes all understanding will come into your heart, come into your mind. Confess him as Lord. Believe in your heart that he rose from the grave. The word of God says you will be saved. So call upon him today and let his peace fill you. He loves you. He loves us all the same. And he wants to give us life, to give us life abundantly, eternally with him. Well, I hope and pray that we will all go through December determined we're going to serve Jesus by serving others, taking our focus off the commercialization of Christmas and just focusing on Jesus and focusing on serving others. And let's have a stress-free Christmas holiday. Let's rejoice in the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's praise him. Let's just thank him for his indescribable gift. And let's bless one another. Well, I pray that you have a great rest of the day, a great week coming up. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Morning with Love in Action. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weedman, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area. For more about Love in Action, visit loveinactionministries.com and on Facebook.